Hello and welcome to another episode of Now and Ben.
In these extra helpings of film buffery, our super sub Ben Bailey-Smith brings you even more conversations with the biggest names in film and streaming.
In this episode, it's our second Oscar-winning guest, the filmmaker behind Snowpiercer, Parasite, and now Mickey 17, director Bong Joon-ho.
He talks to Ben about his new film set in a barren sci-fi ice colony where an expendable Robert Pattinson is condemned to be reprinted over and over again.
Check out our back catalogue for more of Ben's chat, including with the now four-time Oscar-winning director of Anora, Sean Baker.
Don't forget to check the take feed for these bonus nuggets every Now and Ben.
I was thinking about the gestation of this film, and I was wondering if you could give us a little prehistory on it, how it came to be.
2020년 가을에 원작을 받았고 매혹이 됐고.
So I received the original material in the fall of 2020 and immediately captivated.
21에 이제 어댑테이션 하고 21년 겨울에 랍도 만나고 캐스팅이 시작이 됐고.
So in 2021, I adapted the novel into a screenplay, and in that winter, I met up with Rob and started the casting process.
캐스팅 프리프로덕션 순조롭게 가서 22 가을과 겨울에 쫙 찍었고 회차와 버젯안에 정확하게 찍었고.
So casting and pre-production went smooth, and so we shot the film in 2022 fall and winter, came under budget in the schedule.
23 post-production.
Yeah.
Under budget and on schedule. That's one to celebrate. What were some of the biggest challenges in making this movie for you? Something new that you hadn't experienced before.
I already made some sci-fi movie, but very first time there is some big spaceship and to another planet. But actually, I already experienced some creatures in the movie, kind of. 옥자나 뭐 괴물에서 그런 또 크리처 VFX도 해봤고.
Because Okja and the host had VFX creatures.
But challenging는 이제 미키였지, 미키.
And so the challenge was really the Mickeys.
특히 두 미키가 17, 18 두 미키가 나오니까.
Especially with the two 17 and 18.
Right.
로버트 패틴슨이 화면에 둘이 나와서 치고받고 싸우고 막 어깨동무도 하고 이러니까.
Because we had to have two Robert Pattinsons in the same frame, like fighting. And yeah, putting their arms on each other.
그게 쉬운 게 아니거든, 어렵거든.
Not easy, it's quite tricky.
그거를 좀 완벽하게 찍고 싶었어요, 어색하지 않게.
But I wanted to make sure that it lands perfectly and it doesn't feel awkward.
VFX 애들이 많이 도와줘서 잘할 수 있었고 무엇보다도 랍 본인이 잘 준비해서 해줬기 때문에 17, 18을 막 오가면서 세대에서 잘 해줬을 때 고마워.
So we pulled it off thanks to the amazing VFX team, but also just Rob prepared so much for the role. He was going back and forth between 17 and 18 on set, and he did amazing.
They have very different voices as well. One's kind of nerdy. Yeah. The other one sounds kind
same
of cool.
Mickey, but totally different. it was amazing.
Yeah. And the ice planet, was that a real location? Was it a combination with blue screen? Where was that?
Secret.
Okay.
No,
it's close to here, actually.
Oh, well, yeah. London, 거기 이제 그 거대한 카딩턴의 이제 거대한 경납고에 이제 거기서 이제 워너브라더스 영화를 많이 찍었는데 거기서 이제 거대한 엄청난 양의 소금을 깔아놓고 이제 찍은 거지.
There's a huge air cargo in Cardington, and Warner Brothers used a lot of films there, and we just had tons and tons of salt on the floor.
Nice. You're in the UK in February, so it's kind of like an ice planet anyway, right?
그 찍을 때 되게 추웠어요.
Yeah.
카고 경납고 안에서 찍는 거지만 되게 추웠어요, 거기 자체도.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredibly cold. We were inside the cargo warehouse, but it was still so cold.
그래서
there.
그 스노이 필드 씬에서 배우들의 입김은 진짜예요. 그건 VFX가 아니에요.
So the steamy breath that comes out of the actor's mouth, it's real, it's not VFX.
I love it. So obviously, there's like a huge ethical question at the heart of this movie. You know, as soon as I saw what the concept was, what the setup was for the human printing, it made me think back to how scared I felt when I first read that you could print a handgun. You know, this is happening in 2025. You know, you can print a gun and use it. So, you know, you fast forward to this era, it feels science fiction, of course, but also maybe science non-fiction.
Here,
you know, and the ethics of it. I was interested in what your attraction was to this big sort of ethical problem that you sort of display in this movie.
그 원작 소설보다 그래서 더 우리 근 미래를 끌어당겼고 2053년 젊은 관객들이 이제 미들에이지가 되면 겪게 될 일처럼 이거 실제 벌어질 일이야 라는 느낌으로 당기기도 했고
And that's why I set the time of the world to 2053. I pulled it much closer to your reality so that you know this will happen by the time the young audience members become middle-aged.
원작 소설은 훨씬 수세기 뒤인데
Because in the original novel the world is set hundreds of years from now.
Human printer라는 게 이제 핵심 컨셉인데 그 단어 자체에서 이미 모든 그 윤리적 그 에티컬한 문제들이 이미 있는 거죠. 이런 이제 그런 게 프린트돼야 되는 건데 거기서 휴먼을 인간을 프린트한다는 것 자체에서부터 이미. 예.
So the key concept of human printing and the combination of those words already presents the ethical questions and ethical dilemma of this this film because you know a printer should be printing like pieces of paper, not human beings.
그리고 프린팅을 하는 목적 자체가 더 사악해요. 이게 죽어도 되는 사람을 만든다는 거예요. 어차피 그리고 모두가 피하고 싶어하는 죽기 쉬운 죽을 법한 위험한 일에 미션에 이 사람을 투입한다는 거냐. 그리고 다들 죄책감을 안 갖고 피하는 것. 죄는 죽어도 된다. 어차피 리프린트 할 거니까.
But if you think about the goal and the objective of why they're printing humans, it's even more horrendous because they're basically printing out someone who they can, you know, figuratively kill continuously. You know, he's sent out to do all these dangerous missions that no one wants to do that will probably lead to death and they don't have to feel guilty about it because they can just be like, oh, it's his job to die and we can just reprint him right away.
Yeah, there was an element of it as I thought a lot about immigration when I was watching the movie. You know, there's a line one of the characters says where he says something about the creepers. He says, they're not the aliens. We're the aliens.
They live here before.
They live. Yeah, yeah. They're indigenous. Yeah, yeah. And it made me think about Mickey as well and how we treat levels of human. You know, there's human beings that apparently don't have to do anything except make decisions and look after themselves. And then there's human beings who have to do everything for them. And there's like a food chain. And Mickey felt like at the bottom of that food chain. You know?
그래서 영화 시작할 때 크레바스 밑바닥에서 시작하잖아요. 그야말로 bottom of bottom인데 시작부터 그렇게 된 거죠. 미키라는 캐릭터가.
That's why the film starts at the bottom of the crevasse. Mickey is already at the bottom of the bottom.
되게 중요한 일을 하고 본인은 내가 실험실 쥐가 돼가지고 백신을 만들어서 뭐 인류에 컨트리뷰션 했다고 막 자랑스러워하고 그러지만 그 본인만 그렇게 생각하고 사람들 특히 마샬은 마크로팔랑 되게 천시하고 멸시하잖아요. 중요한 일을 하고 희생을 하는 사람을 오히려 천시하는 그게 우리 실제 사회 현실에서도 일어나고 있는 일인 것 같아요.
So he's actually doing something quite important. You know, he you know says, "Hey, I became the lab rat and managed to get this vaccine for everyone," and he feels quite proud of what he does. But actually, the people around him, especially characters like Marshall, they look down upon him and they treat him with such contempt. And you know, that's how reality is. Though the people who actually do the important work, who sacrifice themselves for the good of others, they're the ones who are most treated with most disregard in our current reality.
Yeah, and you see it throughout history with, you know, immigrants being brought in to build things, die while they're building them, and then hundreds of years later, we use these things with no memory of the sacrifices that we made.
Forget everything. Yeah. And also there is the images of 인류가 인류 머릿속에 수백 년간 각인되어 온 약간 고통스러운 역사적 이미지들도 있어요. 뭐 그 짝대기로 여기를 칙 지진다거나 우리가 뭐 노예 제도라든가 또는 콜로니제이션 하면서 식민지와 그 원주민의 관계에 있었던 많은 인류가 받았던 상처 그런 이미지들이 있죠. 코미디 사이사이에 그런 것들이 이제 좀 날카롭게 숨겨져 있는 것 같아요.
And in the film, amongst in between all the comedy, we see images that have sort of hurt humanity for centuries. You know, these images of suffering that have dominated human history, kind of like when Mickey is branded with a burning stick. You know, it reminds you of slavery and a lot of the plot. It's about sort of colonization and what happened between the colonizers and the indigenous people and sort of the suffering that we've had to endure and remember throughout human history.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting you saying that because I was also reminded, you know, as you get to this point where there's a sort of face-off between the humans and the creepers, that there's a lot of
technical intelligence in the humans, but the creepers have almost more emotional intelligence than they do.
Yeah.
It's an interesting balance.
그 마샬이 마샬하고 일파가 특히 엄청나게 경멸하는데 크리퍼를 저 벌레 징그러운 벌레들이면서 근데 사실은 뒤로 갈수록 그들의 위험이라고 해야 될까? 디그니티가 이제 드러나게 되는 그런 그 흐름이죠.
Marshall and Ilpha they 크리퍼에. treat the creepers with such contempt and they find them like this despicable and disgusting. But as the film progresses, we slowly start to see sort of the dignity that these creepers and creatures have.
Marshall이 미키도 되게 경멸하고 뭐 spam baby, 뭐 print job 뭐 이런데 이제 크리퍼도 그렇게 경멸했는데 결국은 미키가 크리퍼를 또 서로서로를 구원하는 거죠. 이제 크리퍼가 미키를 구해주고 미키도 크리퍼를 구해주고 제노사이드로부터.
Marshall also treats Mickey with a lot of contempt. You know, he calls him print job, spam baby, as well, you know, like he does with the creepers. But, you know, in the end, it's really Mickey and the creepers who save each other. The creepers save Mickey, and Mickey saves them by preventing genocide.
And thinking more about the tech in this movie, the tech that is used for, you know, this incredibly controversial thing in creating humans for use, what's your relationship with tech, personally and professionally, I guess? You know, when you're shooting something, are you hands-on with some of the new tech that you're using? And just in your own life, how do you feel? Because I love having a pen and paper, but my kids don't really write anymore, you know?
나도 스노우피어서 준비할 때 2010년부터 아이패드를 쓰기 시작했는데 거기 되게 집착 물건이 돼가지고 거의 그 찰리 브라운 그 라이누스가 그 담요 이렇게 하고 있는 것처럼 그 아이패드가 몸에 부착해 껴있지 않으면 불안해지는 게 모든 일을 다 그걸로 하고 그 태블릿 집착이 생기고 말았는데 못 벗어나고 있고 스토리보드도 다 그걸로 그리고
So from when I started preparing for Snowpiercer around 2010, I started using an iPad and it's become sort of like an object that I obsess over now. I'm just kind of like with Linus and his blanket and Charlie Brown. If I don't have the iPad with me, like physically, I feel anxious. I do all my work there. I draw my storyboards there. It's like my attachment item.
이제는 거기에 이제 AI가 나타나기 시작했는데 이게 하도 요즘 사람들 만나면 다 그 얘기만 하니까 근데 나도 뭐 써보고 있는데 뭔가 기분이 찜찜해요. 그래서 이 영화 속에 나오는 테크놀로지도 그러지만 이제 점점 이 속도를 따라가려면 멀미가 나고 테크놀로지에 이거를 이러지도 저러지도 못해서 막 우왕좌왕하게 될 것 같아요. 이 첨단 테크놀로지에 관한 부분들이.
But now we're starting to have like AI programs installed in our devices, and it's all everyone talks about. I'm like trying it out a little bit, but it feels a bit icky. Something feels a bit off about it, and I feel quite nauseous trying to keep up with the speed of how fast technology is advancing, and I feel like people just don't know what to do with it right now.
Well, I think your movie celebrates humanity and humans. So that's something we can all smile about, at least. Director Bong, thank you for your time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Cheers.